So now to China and the latest earthquake, which took place in the remote region of Yushu, which borders Tibet. Given the experience of the 2008 earthquake by the Chinese government, where it was criticized for building codes, etc., there's understandable sensitivity about foreign nationals observing what's going on as the difficult rescue is underway. Joining us now is Jay Min, who is an American tourist who doesn't want to use his last name. He's owner of a travel agency who has familiarity with the region. He joins us from Xining this morning. Jay Min, what are you seeing?
Well, fortunately, right now we're back in the city, but yesterday was a horrible scene of destruction and chaos in Yushu.
And, you know, we've been told that there's been danger of landslides, that there have been sandstorms, all kinds of terrible weather, plus it's a very remote area. Give us a sense of the details and the difficulties for rescue workers.
Yeah, it's an extremely remote area. It's almost 600 miles away from the nearest city at almost 4,000 meters above sea level, 13,000 feet. And yeah, it's still winter time in this area, so there's sub-freezing temperatures at night. Yesterday, after the earthquake, the winds were blowing at around 35, 40 miles an hour with sand in the air. And so those who survived, who made it to the grassland area where the government instructed them to go, they still had this horrible weather to deal with.
Now, we were told that this town of Zhengu, which I believe you've actually visited, was very close to the epicenter. Did you see signs of that?
Yes, they said the epicenter was just a little bit to the south, but definitely the bulk of the destruction was in Zhengu town, for sure.
What do people need there? I mean, what are the urgent needs on the part of rescuers and civilians trying to save loved ones?
Tents, water, cold weather clothing, medicine, doctors, nurses, all of those things are much needed right now.
And what about heavy equipment? There's certainly a need that we saw in the Haitian earthquake.
Definitely.
And the situation in Chile. Is that difficult?
Any type of heavy earth moving equipment is definitely needed. There's still a lot of people who are buried, who are trapped in rubble, and it's just impossible to get to by hand. A lot of the local people were trying to get to them yesterday using their hands, but it's just impossible moving these 500, 1,000, 2,000 pound concrete slabs. And so definitely heavy machinery needs to get in the area soon.
Well, we're talking with Jay Min. He doesn't want us to use his last name. He's an American tourist who visited the town of Zhengu yesterday, which is close to the epicenter of the Chinese earthquake. But before we go, give us a sense of how this disaster is comparing both in response and the way it's being covered in China to the 2008 earthquake.
There are some differences. The 2008 earthquake obviously caught China very off guard, and a lot of people complain that it took a while to get aid there. But with this one, I immediately saw airplanes that were flying down, bringing in aid, bringing in doctors from Beijing and Shanghai. And then, like I said, as I was driving that 550 miles back to the provincial capital, passed literally more than 1,500 aid vehicles bringing in all types of aid supplies and medical supplies to the people. So I think the government is acting far more quicker this time than last time.
A first-hand account from Jay Min, an American tourist in the town of Xining and visiting Zhengu near the epicenter of China's latest earthquake. Thanks so much.